The Beecher Chase gives us a first sighting of the national fences this season. We've got 25 going to the post. I'm joined by Dave Jolly to discuss the race. We've had two winners of this race go on to win the Grand National. Dave, can you see any future national winners in this field?
I don't see why not. As you say, two previously gone on to win it. There's quite a few come out of there and been placed. So I think it is a very open, very difficult race to call. Hence, we're 10-1 in the field at the moment.
Yeah, and one of those co-favourites is Chance de Roy. He's bidding to become the first back-to-back winner of the race. He clearly loves the course. He's 6 pounds higher in the weight. He's one higher off a higher weight than he is now. Do you think he's got a good chance of going again?
I think whenever we talk about these fences and this course, it's all about the jumping. The weight's obviously not completely irrelevant, but as you say, £6 shouldn't inconvenience him too much.
Yeah, as you say, looking at the last four winners, they've all had experience over these fences. One I quite like at a big price is Across the Bay. He was travelling well in the Grand National last year, and he was carried out by the Loose Tidal Bay as he went out on the second circuit. He was eighth in this last year, but I think he could go well at a big price leading from the front. Has there been a horse that we've seen a lot of support for?
As I say, we're 10-1 the field. That also brings in Balbriggan. Balbriggan landed a monster gamble a couple of weeks ago at Navan in the Ladbrokes sponsored Troy Town. We're expecting to see another big run for that, one quite comfortably. The conditions shouldn't inconvenience him at all. I think he's one to keep an eye on. Other horses of interest, we've obviously got this year's Scottish National winner in there, the Peter Bowen Change Alco, that's at 16-1. We've got the horse that finished third in this last year, Mr. Moonshine, the Sue Smith trained horse, at 20-1. And one for me, a lively outsider, is Ben Benz, trained by Nigel Twiston Davis, won two out of the last four runnings of this as a trainer. So I think that's probably a good value at 20-1.
Yeah, we probably should give a quick mention to Mendip Express, is the only other the co-favourites we haven't mentioned. He won his first three starts over fences. He was a bit disappointed at Newbury behind Smad Place and Sam Winner last season. Never really travelled in the Scottish National. Back with a win over hurdles this season, he could go well back with Will Biddick on board as well.
Yeah, that's right. Harry Fry trained horse. Had his sort of warm up race over hurdles. He'll be fitter. He'll be ready. I agree. At 10-1 again, he's rightly priced at the top of the market.
Good stuff. We're non-runner no bet on the race now. First four, quarter of the odds each way. It should be a great race.